I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute. The overwhelming majority of measurement cameras are used for one purpose, door counting. Not surprisingly, that's what they're best at. But at Digital Mortar, door counting isn't our main focus. We do it as part of full store measurement, but most of the work we do is focused on journey tracking, merchandising analytics, and queue management. What we found is that the onboard smarts of measurement cameras are often poorly optimized to meet those needs. Sometimes, the camera data feeds aren't even set up in ways that give us the information we need. And when the feed can do the job, the actual data provided by the IoT camera is sometimes flawed. There are three issues you need to understand if you're thinking about using IoT cameras directly. We call the first problem ghosting. Ghosts are short data trails that don't actually represent any person. They can be created by all sorts of things, from swinging doors to balloons to box carries to tricks in lighting. We see them in every camera system we work with, and they're not infrequent. If you're using the pre-canned events like line crossing that camera vendors provide, ghosts aren't such a big issue. They usually seem to have logic in there that keeps them from tripping events. But they don't generally deploy that logic in the raw event feed. So if you're using a lower-level object feed, it can be pretty scary. You'll have to filter ghosts to get remotely accurate data. The second problem with IoT cameras is related, but worse. When we use cameras for journey and zone tracking, we want to understand how a single person object moves through the camera frame. Unfortunately, IoT cameras often lose track of people for short amounts of time. So what do? Well, mostly they just create a new person object. Again, this doesn't tend to do much to their prepackaged line events, but it actually does whack out things like their zone dwell and dwell time metrics. We've written custom logic to stitch those visitor fragments back into a single continuous user session with a single ID. Without that, every application doing more than line crossing is compromised. This logic, by the way, isn't straightforward. In even moderately crowded environments, it's tricky and almost certainly imperfect. Problem number three, stitching, is highly related to what I just talked about. If you want to track within a single camera zone, you have to stitch fragments together. But what if you want to track across larger areas? We do this all the time. Most IoT measurement cameras come with the ability to matrix multiple cameras into a single field of view. Usually, you can only do about 10 cameras in a matrix before you have to buy something extra or are just plain out of luck. Matrixing cameras really works pretty well. It isn't any kind of people recognition going on. The camera fields of view have to overlap, and the matrix is literally using a geometric overlay to match people from one camera field of view to the next. But stitching problems are even more severe in matrix views. Zophis has a spider solution that gets around the 10 camera limit and provides some very basic stitching, but we found that its stitching algorithms are too simple to use. So in matrix situations, we usually do stitching both inside the single field of view and often between arrays of matrix cameras. It's a bear. Bottom line, measurement cameras haven't been built as general-purpose people-tracking devices. They're highly optimized for door counting and measuring line crosses, at which they do a superb job. But we've had to work really hard to get them to yield the data we need when, as is often the case, we want more than that. Thanks for listening. In my next minute, I'm going to tackle Bluetooth badging.